My name is Lisa Lofton. I own a home daycare, Lofton Family Child Care in Mount Healthy. I've been doing daycare for 12 years. Early childhood education was my interest in high school. And just over the years, once I got married and had children, it was a convenient way to make income and also impact the lives of families and children in the Cincinnati area. I'm open from 6 in the morning, generally to 12 at night, servicing those children on two separate shifts, totaling between 16 to 18 hours a day. Generally Monday through Friday, I do accommodate some weekend hours per, you know, special request. Sometimes we feel that we're not able really to take a break because people are always working. Personal assessment time or personal, you know, time just to sit down and relax or take a vacation or take a day off, we don't really have that. I think just overall, just across the board, sometimes I don't feel always valued in regards to the work that we do, because sometimes people look at us as just being babysitters, but we work really hard in order to maintain the requirements and things that we have to maintain in order to operate, you know, in the struggle being a single Black American, you know, trying to keep finances together, trying to raise children, trying to set certain standards and work is really difficult. And still at the same time, trying to make sure that my mental health is okay. You know, and sometimes as women, our mental health is not where it needs to be, but we have no choice because we can't. It's sometimes at that particular moment, we can't stop and deal with that. We have to keep going to maintain just the basic stability of the home so that everybody can still function, you know, so we're not functioning sometimes to our full potential because we're really not mentally okay. We're just, you know, so to speak, just going with the flow. I'm just now learning how to take that time to make sure that I'm okay. If there's nothing but maybe 15 minutes a day or every other day where I can just sit and just relax and pray. I do a lot of praying. And listening to, you know, religious programming that kind of keeps morale up, you know, and kind of keeps me on task in regards to, you know, not trying to feel overwhelmed. So I don't feel overwhelmed really much. I'm not real big on a lot of materialistic things or anything like that, but just having basic needs or just basic things that are necessary to be progressive. And I guess for me, that might look like being able, for one thing, I know I mentioned to you a couple of weeks ago that I was unable to find personal protection equipment. I couldn't find masks and gloves and, you know, Lysol wipes. Being able to have access to where we could find those products might have been real help for me. But I still haven't found any of those.